on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell him. Sing it for me now. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me till.
Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good. Yes, yeah.
I know
yes,
that
yes, yeah. Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When I'm broke, need a lot of money, my friends acting funny.
Hello, hello, hello. Glory, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. We are here. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. First, I want to thank my Heavenly Father, the great I Am, my Lord and Savior Christ, for lifting me up and guiding me and getting me through whatever I need to face and whatever I need to do in order to fulfill and bring them glory and honor. And that's what I try to do with my life, is to bring and dedicate it to giving God glory and giving God honor, telling the truth and teaching the people what God has given you and said to you. We have to remember that we serve an almighty, mighty God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He never loses. He tells you over and over, I am victorious because I made all of this. It all belongs to me. It's all at my will. And you are my people. So where are my believers? God wants us to stand up as believers with our faith. And remember that faith in the Bible is in Hebrews 11 chapter, the first verse. Grab your Bibles, grab your Bibles. You know when I start talking, you need to grab your Bibles. Before, I'm going to give you the definition of faith. But The reason I'm talking about this is if you were going, while you were grabbing your Bibles, if you're going into a battle with Satan, if you're going into the battle with the world, if you're dealing with trials and tribulations, if you're dealing with problems and things that are bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more bigger than you have and your resources, you have to remember who you are and who you belong to. You are a child of the Most High God. He never fails. You called him into the situation, and he handles it. He's always victorious. So there is absolutely no reason to feel or worry about a battle you're going into if you call God into that battle, because he never loses. And we know this. I hope you have your Bibles turned to Hebrews 11 chapter, the first verse. And because this is the basis of our belief system. If you don't have this, you don't have anything. Because it's all about not just faith, it's blind faith. Blind faith. Let's look at faith. Faith is now. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It's being sure that you want something. Sure of what you want, and we always can identify our wants and our needs because we're telling God that constantly. This is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I need. We're constantly telling God that. So we are very sure of what we want for. But are we strong and convinced of those things that we don't see? God is an invisible God. We have to have blind faith in a God that we cannot see. And who will not tell us what he's doing? He said, lean not to your own understanding. So it's blind faith. As believers, we're saying we know that the God that we serve, the God that made the universe, the God that will always reign supreme, will be victorious and righteous and correct everything because he promises that. Let's go deeper into the Bible. Go to Zechariah, the third chapter. I know, we're going to go to some books that we don't talk about that often. Zechariah, the third chapter. Everybody grab it. And of course, whenever I read, I'm reading in the mighty name of Jesus. It is, as a believer, as you grab that, as believers, we should walk around with this confidence that no matter if everything is falling down around us, we can walk with the confidence in knowing who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the person who will straighten us all out. So you can't have faith and fear at the same time. Because God didn't even give you a spirit of fear. You can't have them both at the same time. You have to have bold faith. Blind faith. Let's go. Starting with the first chapter. We're going to read the first. No. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. We're going to start with the first chapter. And we're going to read all of Zechariah 3. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's get to the crux of this and why we can be so bold. Because he said, this is what God has said, woe to the city of the oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are unprincipled. They are treacherous people. Her priests profound the sanctuary and do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Morning by morning, he dispenses his justice. In every new day, he does not fail. Yet the unrighteous know no shame. I have destroyed nations. Their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted, with no one passing through. Their cities are laid wasted, and they are deserted and empty. Of Jerusalem, I thought, surely you will fear me and accept correction. Then her place of refuge will not be destroyed, nor will my punishment come upon her. But they will still eager to act corruptly in all they do. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day I will stand up to testify. I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kings, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my furious anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on my name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Crush, my worshipers, my scattered people, will bring me offerings. On that day, you, Jerusalem, will not be put to shame, but for all that the wrongs you have done to me, because I will remove from you your arrogant boasters. Never again will you be haunted on my holy hill, but I will leave with you the meek and the humble. The remnant of Israel will trust in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong. They will tell no lies. A deceitful tongue will not be found in their mouths. They will not eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On the day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He takes great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppress you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exile. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the people on the earth when I restore your fortune before your very eyes, says the Lord. God has put a clear warning to anybody who oppresses his children and puts them in bondage in any type of way. Why? Because he sacrificed his son, Christ, Jesus, on a cross to set us free. So how dare we allow anyone to put us in bondage again? I know that sometimes we have no choice. It's the people who rule over us. It's the people who keep the law of the land. It's the people who are the rulers and the dictators and whoever sits in authority. Those are the people who are scattering the children of God. Those are the oppressors of the children of God. And those are the ones that he are giving warning to in this reading. God does not take it lightly, his children suffering needlessly at the hands of his own creation. You have to remember, God is the beginning and the end. He's everything. He made everything, including your oppressors. So fear not, because he's also saying, you will sing, daughter of Zion. You will shout, Israel. You will be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. Because the Lord your God has taken punishment away and turned back your enemy. The King, our Lord, our Savior, is with you. And never again will you fear any harm. We have to stop letting the devil grip us with the only tool he has, and that is the tool of fear. We cannot have fear and faith at the same time. We can't. God is saying, listen to me. At the time I will gather you, at that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the people of the earth. When I restore your fortune before your very eyes. So then you can say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, hallelujah, oh my God. That's praise. He wants that. So he wants to show out. He wants to show you that blind faith you have in him is not in vain. But he cannot do that if his children, if his believers are stuck in fear. Do you know the power that you have? The backing that you have? Let's turn to 1 Chronicles 29 chapter, the 10th to the 13th verse. When David was building, you know, the temple of God, when the people were building the temple of God, and they were giving everything, like tens and folds of gold and whatever they had, they gave everything to God, because everything belongs to God. So they were just giving what belongs to God back to God. So they weren't trying to hold on to anything earthly. They were just giving it to the temple. Because we should be so rejoiceful, so overflowing with joy, with the knowledge that God loves us, with the knowledge that God never fails, that the knowledge that God is a just God, and he will correct anything, and even in when the enemy does something, he turns that around for the good for those who love the Lord. So David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying this. I read in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatest in the power, in the glory, in the majesty, in the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Your Lord is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. That is how we should be feeling inside. Giving him complete props. Let's say it in today's terms, you know, at least my generation, we're giving God his due respect for who he is. Everything on this earth belongs to God. Up in the earth, under the earth, is his to do with what he wants. He is complete ruler of everything. Strength and power he can give to you too. But you can't take it when you're afraid. Boldly step out and look unrighteousness in the eye and say, my God will work this out. My God is that kind of God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God. And he's not a God that inflicts punishment on his people. He inflicts punishment on the people who hurt his belongings. He's a jealous God. Touch not the children of God. Don't touch his children. Don't oppress them. Don't harm them. Don't deceive them. Just don't do it. Because the God that they serve has said over and over in his word, I'm not playing that, and I will get you back. Everybody, I want you to reread the passages. Contact the ministry at jhom.org, as well as email us at jhom1@gmail.com if you want to talk or have further conversation of what we have studied today. The bottom line is trust and believe in the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Believe in the words that he has said and sit back with blessed assurance, knowing that God has never lied and never failed. So what are you worried about? Faith and fear don't go together. Everybody, let's start rolling into the musical part of this show that's going to back up what we said. Now, it's time for the dance break. First on the mic, up on the mic is DJ Shaheem, our resident DJ, with his gospel mix. And again, the purpose and the reason for the dance mix on the show is, one, is to stop and give God praise, honor, and glory. Uninterrupted praise for 15 minutes, a half an hour, 45 minutes, however long we do it. But we're going to stop and just give God some praise, because that's why he made us, to praise and worship him. Two, you're going to look for the message embedded in the mix, because there's a ministry within itself, DJ Shaheem and myself. So, first up on the mic is resident DJ Shaheem. Everybody get up and let's give God some praise. Here we go. Fire! Everybody, let's praise the Lord.
Tell you what Jesus said. He said, oh, Control every part of my life and all the drama. Even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Taking with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
When I was down here loving, working,
ladies and gentlemen, Snoop Dogg,
the love that he's shown.
Clark Sisters.
The love that he's shown.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
The love that he's shown.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the light
is of the Lord. Is
love that he's shown.
The love that he shows is unconditional.
Because the power of the Lord,
the power of the Lord
is unbeatable. Great is
the Lord.
The prince of
this humble is
inconceivable.
The love that he shows is
unconditional.
The power of the Lord
is unbeatable. And he's greatly to,
and greatly to be praised.
Yeah, sing it, sing it.
And
he's greatly to,
and greatly to be praised.
Sing it again, children.
The greatness of the Lord,
is inconceivable. Because the love that he
shows,
he's greatly to be praised.
God is great and greatly to be praised, everybody. How you can say is hallelujah after that. We're going to keep this praise fest going. And next up under the mic is the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. Okay, yeah, this is called the Mighty Alpha and Omega Mix. Everybody, we just going to keep going. Same rules apply. Get up. Let's continue to give God some praise. Praise him like you trust him.
Break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor.
Let's praise him like we trust him. Let's praise him. Let's go. Where are my believers?
Thank you. was banging last night. I went to sleep with no dream. Tell me what it means.
You won't leave hell if you quit. Take your time.
You got this. There's no giving up. We're winning.
No giving in.
My faith will see us through.
Who do you go?
it's Sister Poochie.
Yeah.
Sister Poochie. Turning this mix way up.
Forsake you. He will never leave or forsake you. God has his eyes on us all the time. Everybody, reread the Bible verses, contact the ministry for support and for help. That's what the team is there for. See you out there on social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Just check it out. Google Sister Poochie, JHOM.org. Everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. And don't forget, we serve a mighty, mighty God. All right, here we go.